In a world full of noise and challenges, self-confidence can seem like an elusive treasure. But what if I told you this power lies within you, waiting to be unleashed? Welcome to today's video, where we'll embark on a transformative journey to explore and build your unshakable self-confidence. We'll delve into the psychological and philosophical aspects of confidence, providing you with practical tools to master your mind and body and face your fears head-on. Whether you aspire to speak confidently in public, achieve your career goals, or simply feel more fulfilled in your everyday life, this video has you covered. We'll dive deep into the world of self-confidence and uncover the immense power that resides within you. Get ready to make a real and lasting change in your life, all within the span of this video. Let's get started. Lesson 1. Unlocking your inner superhero. Understanding self-confidence. The unexamined life is not worth living. Socrates. The ancient Greeks were onto something. If you're cruising through life on autopilot, never questioning your beliefs or pushing your boundaries, you're missing out on the whole damn point. And at the heart of a life well lived is self-confidence, that elusive quality that allows you to step into your power and become the hero of your own story. So, what is self-confidence? Really? It's not about strutting around like you own the place or thinking you're better than everyone else. That's just arrogance, and nobody likes a jerk. True self-confidence is more like a quiet knowing, a deep-down belief that you can handle whatever life throws at you. It's about having the guts to go after what you want, even when you're scared shitless. It's about embracing your flaws and imperfections, knowing they don't define you. It's about showing up, standing up and speaking up, even when your inner voice is telling you to play it safe. The catch-22 of confidence. Now, here's where things get tricky. We often think we need to feel confident before we can act confidently. It's like waiting to feel brave before rescuing a kitten from a tree. Chances are that kitten's gonna be stuck up there for a while. The truth is, confidence isn't a feeling. It's a choice. It's about taking action, despite your fear, not because of its absence. Think of it like this. You're standing at the edge of a diving board, heart pounding, palms sweating. Your mind is screaming, "Don't do it, you'll belly flop, and everyone will laugh." But you take a deep breath, remind yourself why you're doing this. Maybe you want to conquer your fear of heights or impress your crush, and you jump anyway. That's confidence in action. The confidence curve. Now let's talk about balance. Too little confidence, and you'll spend your life playing it safe, missing out on opportunities and experiences that could bring you joy and fulfillment. But too much confidence, the kind that's not grounded in reality, can lead to recklessness and bad decisions. It's like Icarus flying too close to the sun. His overconfidence melted his wings and sent him plummeting into the sea. Think of it like a curve. On one end, you have the folks who are so afraid of failure they never even try. On the other end, you have the folks who are so convinced of their own awesomeness they take foolish risks. True confidence lies somewhere in the middle, a sweet spot where you're willing to step outside your comfort zone, but you're also prepared, realistic, and ready to learn from your mistakes. Where does confidence come from? It's not something you're born with or something you can buy at the mall. Confidence comes from within. It's about getting to know yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your values, your dreams. It's about accepting yourself, flaws and all, and recognizing that you're worthy of love and respect, just like everyone else. Think of it like a garden. You have to tend to it, nurture it, and weed out the negative thoughts and beliefs that can choke the life out of it. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. A confident you is a happier, more resilient, and more successful you. The world needs your gifts. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all struggle with self-doubt from time to time, but the world needs your unique gifts and talents. Don't let fear hold you back. Embrace your inner superhero and start living the life you were meant to live. In the next lesson, we'll dive deeper into the practical steps you can take to cultivate self-confidence. We'll explore how to set meaningful goals, challenge negative thoughts, and step outside your comfort zone with courage and grace. Remember, confidence is a journey, not a destination. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a like and comment. Keep it up below. And don't forget to share it with your family and friends. Lesson 2: The Compass and the Map. Setting goals and getting started. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Lao Tzu. Wise words from the OG of Taoism, and they couldn't be truer when it comes to building self-confidence. You can't just sit around wishing you were more confident. You got to get off your butt and do something about it. But before you lace up your boots and hit the trail, you need a compass and a map. That's where goals come in. Why goals matter. Think of your life as a vast, uncharted wilderness. Without goals, you're just wandering aimlessly, hoping you'll stumble upon something good. But with goals, you have a clear direction, a purpose, a reason to keep pushing forward even when the going gets tough. Goals are like the North Star, guiding you through the darkness and helping you stay on course. The power of specificity. Now, let's talk about the difference between a wish and a goal. A wish is vague and intangible. I wish I were more confident. A goal is specific and measurable. I will initiate conversations with 3 new people at the next networking event. Specificity is key because it gives you a clear target to aim for and a way to track your progress. Think of it like this. You're playing darts. If you just throw the dart randomly, hoping it'll hit the board somewhere, you're not likely to score many points. But if you focus on a specific target, like the bullseye, you have a much better chance of hitting it. The same goes for goals. The more specific you are, the more likely you are to achieve them. The sweet spot of realism. But let's not get carried away. Setting unrealistic goals is a recipe for disappointment and frustration. It's like trying to climb Mount Everest without any training or equipment. You're setting yourself up for failure. Your goals should be challenging, but they should also be achievable. Think of it like Goldilocks and the 3 Bears. You don't want your goals to be too easy, that's boring. And you don't want them to be too hard, that's discouraging. You want them to be just right, challenging enough to push you outside your comfort zone, but not so challenging that you give up before you even start. Values, the compass of your soul. Now, let's talk about the compass, your values. Values are your guiding principles, the things that matter most to you in life. They're like the moral compass that helps you make decisions and stay true to yourself. Think of it like this. You're lost in the woods. You have a map, but you don't know which way to go. Your compass points you north, helping you orient yourself and find your way back to civilization. Values do the same thing for your life. They help you navigate the complexities of the world and make choices that align with your deepest desires. Examples of values. Values can be anything from honesty and integrity to creativity and adventure. They're the things that make your heart sing and your soul soar. Here are a few examples to get you thinking. Authenticity. Being true to yourself, even when it's not popular. Compassion. Showing kindness and understanding to others, even when they don't deserve it. Courage. Facing your fears and taking risks, even when you're scared. Creativity. Expressing yourself through art, music, writing, or any other form of creative expression. Growth. Continuously learning and evolving, never settling for mediocrity. Purpose. Living a life that has meaning and makes a difference in the world. Finding your true north. So, how do you find your values? It takes some soul searching, my friend. It's about digging deep and asking yourself some tough questions. What are the things that make me feel most alive? What are the things I'm willing to fight for? What kind of person do I want to be in the world? Think of it like this. You're on a treasure hunt. The treasure is your true self, your authentic values. You have to follow the clues, overcome obstacles, and dig deep to find it. But once you do, it's the most valuable treasure you'll ever possess. Setting goals that matter. Once you know your values, you can start setting goals that align with them. This is where the magic happens. When your goals are rooted in your values, they become more than just things you want to achieve. They become expressions of who you are and what you stand for. Think of it like this. You're building a house. The foundation is your values, the strong base that supports everything else. The walls are your goals, the structure that gives your life shape and purpose. And the roof is your self-confidence, the shelter that protects you from the storms of life. The world needs your gifts. Remember, you're not just doing this for yourself. The world needs your unique gifts and talents. Don't let fear or self-doubt hold you back. Embrace your values, set meaningful goals, and start living the life you were meant to live. In the next lesson, we'll dive deeper into the practical steps you can take to cultivate self-confidence. We'll explore how to challenge negative thoughts, step outside your comfort zone, and embrace your imperfections with courage and grace. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So take that first step today and keep moving forward. The world is waiting for you. Lesson 3. The art of rolling with the punches, practicing acceptance. The only way out is through. Robert Frost. The dude knew what he was talking about. Life's a bumpy ride, full of twists and turns, and sometimes it throws you curveballs that knock you flat on your back. You can't control the weather, the traffic, or the jerk who cuts you off in line, but you can control how you react to those things. That's where acceptance comes in. The art of rolling with the punches and not letting life's little or big annoyances get under your skin. The acceptance paradox. Now here's where things get a little mind-bendy. You might be thinking, wait a minute, I thought this episode was about changing myself, becoming more confident. Isn't acceptance the opposite of change? Not quite. Acceptance is actually the foundation of change. It's about acknowledging where you are right now, without judgment, so you can move forward with clarity and purpose. Think of it like this. You're trying to build a sandcastle on the beach, but the tide keeps coming in, washing away your progress. You can fight the tide, get frustrated, and give up. Or you can accept that the tide is part of the natural rhythm of the ocean, adjust your strategy and build your sandcastle further up the beach. The same goes for life. You can't control everything, but you can control how you respond to it. The suffering equation. Let's talk about the difference between pain and suffering. Pain is inevitable. Heartbreak, loss, disappointment, they're all part of the human experience. But suffering is optional. Suffering is what happens when we resist pain, when we fight against reality and wish things were different. Think of it like this. You stub your toe on the coffee table. That's pain. It hurts like hell. But then you start cursing, kicking the table, and replaying the incident in your mind, berating yourself for being so clumsy. That's suffering. You're adding insult to injury, making the pain even worse. The antidote to resistance. The antidote to resistance is acceptance. Acceptance is not about giving up or resigning yourself to a life of misery. It's about acknowledging what is without judgment, so you can make conscious choices about how to move forward. Think of it like this. You're stuck in traffic. You can get angry, honk your horn, and stress yourself out. Or you can accept that you're stuck, put on some good music, and enjoy the ride. You're still in traffic, but you're not making it worse by resisting it. The power of acceptance. Acceptance is a superpower. It allows you to reduce suffering. When you stop resisting pain, you stop adding fuel to the fire. You create space for healing and growth. Increase clarity. When you see things as they are, without judgment, you can make better decisions and take more effective action. Cultivate resilience. When you accept that setbacks are part of life, you bounce back faster and stronger. Enhance self-compassion. When you stop beating yourself up for your imperfections, you create a more loving and supportive relationship with yourself. The world doesn't need a perfect Yurasum. Remember, you're not a machine. You're a human being with all the messiness and complexity that entails. The world doesn't need a perfect you. It needs an authentic you. So embrace your flaws, celebrate your strengths, and practice acceptance every day. It's the key to unlocking your inner superhero and living a life of confidence and joy. In the next lesson, we'll explore how to calm your body and mind in the face of fear and anxiety. We'll learn practical techniques for managing stress, cultivating mindfulness, and accessing your inner peace. Remember, confidence is a journey, not a destination. So let's keep moving forward, one step at a time. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a like and comment. Keep it up below. And don't forget to share it with your family and friends. Lesson 4. The Body Electric. Calming your body for confidence. The mind and body are not separate entities. They are deeply interconnected. The Buddha. The Buddha was a wise dude, and modern science backs him up. Your body and mind are in constant conversation, like two best friends whispering secrets. When you're stressed or anxious, your body blares the alarm, heart pounding, palms sweating, stomach churning. It's like your inner caveman freaking out about a saber-toothed tiger, even if the only threat is a job interview or a first date. But here's the kicker. You can hack this system. By calming your body, you can send a message to your brain that everything's cool, man. It's like slipping a chill pill into your caveman's coconut water. And when your brain chills out, your confidence level rises. It's a win-win. The body as a temple. Think of your body as a high-performance machine. If you want it to run smoothly, you got to take care of it. That means eating healthy food, getting enough sleep, and moving your butt. It's not about being a fitness model or a health nut. It's about giving your body the fuel it needs to function at its best. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a Ferrari, would you? No way. You'd give it the premium stuff so it can roar down the highway at top speed. Your body deserves the same respect. Feed it crap and it'll sputter and stall. Feed it good stuff and it'll purr like a kitten. The sleep confidence connection. Let's talk about sleep. We live in a culture that glorifies busyness and sleep deprivation. We brag about pulling all-nighters and surviving on caffeine and adrenaline. But here's the truth. Sleep deprivation is a confidence killer. It makes you irritable, foggy-headed, and more prone to anxiety and negative thinking. It's like trying to run a marathon on an empty stomach. You're not gonna make it very far. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a smartphone. When you sleep, it's like plugging it in to recharge. If you don't get enough sleep, your battery drains and your phone starts acting wonky. You can't focus, you make mistakes, and you're more likely to snap at your friends. The same goes for your brain. The movement medicine. Now, let's talk about exercise. I know, you're busy. You have a job, a family, a Netflix queue that's a mile long. But trust me, exercise is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's not just about looking good in a swimsuit, it's about feeling good in your own skin. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that boost your mood and reduce stress. It's like a natural antidepressant without the side effects. Think of it like this. Your body is like a car. If you leave it sitting in the garage all day, it's gonna get rusty and sluggish. But if you take it out for a spin, it'll run smoother and faster. Exercise is like taking your body out for a joyride. It gets your blood pumping, your muscles moving, and your mind clear. The food-mood link. Finally, let's talk about food. You are what you eat, literally. The food you put into your body affects your energy levels, your mood, and your overall health. It's not about being on a diet or depriving yourself of your favorite treats. It's about making mindful choices that nourish your body and mind. Think of it like this. Your gut is like a second brain. It's full of neurons that communicate with your brain, influencing your thoughts and feelings. If you feed your gut junk food, it's gonna send messages of stress and anxiety to your brain. But if you feed it healthy food, it's gonna send messages of calm and contentment. The power of the pause. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. It's not just about sitting on a cushion and chanting Om. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings, without getting caught up in them. It's about being aware of your body and your surroundings, without getting distracted. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a monkey, swinging from thought to thought, never staying still. Mindfulness is like training that monkey to sit still for a few minutes, so you can observe it without getting caught up in its antics. It's not easy, but it's worth it. The gratitude attitude. Gratitude is another powerful tool for calming your body and boosting your confidence. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it shifts your perspective from scarcity to abundance. It reminds you of all the good things in your life, even when things are tough. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a garden. If you focus on the weeds, you'll miss the flowers. Gratitude is like weeding your mental garden so you can appreciate the beauty that's already there. the body language of confidence. Finally, let's talk about body language. Your posture, your gestures, your facial expressions, they all send signals to the world about how you're feeling. And guess what? They also send signals to your brain. So if you want to feel more confident, start acting more confident. Think of it like this. Your body is like a puppet. If you slump and frown, you're telling your brain you're sad and defeated. But if you stand tall and smile, you're telling your brain you're happy and confident. It's a simple trick, but it works. The world is your stage. Remember, your body is not just a vessel for your mind. It's an integral part of who you are. By taking care of your body, you're taking care of your mind. And by calming your body, you're boosting your confidence. So go out there and rock it. The world is your stage. In the next lesson, we'll explore how to challenge those pesky negative thoughts that can sabotage your confidence. We'll learn how to identify cognitive distortions, reframe negative self-talk, and cultivate a more positive and empowering mindset. Remember, confidence is a journey, not a destination. So, let's keep moving forward, one step at a time. Lesson 5. The Mind Gym. Taming the Beast of Negative Thinking. The mind is everything. What you think, you become. Buddha. The Buddha was a wise dude, and he nailed it with this one. Your thoughts are incredibly powerful. They shape your reality, influence your emotions, and drive your actions. But here's the catch. Your thoughts aren't always your friends. Sometimes they're more like that annoying backseat driver, constantly criticizing your every move and predicting doom and gloom at every turn. The thought-feeling-action loop. Think of your mind as a bustling city, with thoughts zipping around like cars on a freeway. Some thoughts are helpful and productive, like those that remind you to pick up milk on the way home, or to call your mom on her birthday. But others are downright destructive, like those that tell you you're not good enough, smart enough, or pretty enough. These negative thoughts can trigger a cascade of negative emotions, like anxiety, sadness, and anger, which can lead to self-sabotaging behaviors like procrastination, avoidance, and self-medication. It's a vicious cycle. Negative thoughts lead to negative feelings, which lead to negative actions, which reinforce the negative thoughts. It's like being stuck in a mental quicksand. The more you struggle, the deeper you sink. The cognitive distortion party. Now, let's meet some of the usual suspects at the cognitive distortion party. All or nothing thinking. It's black or white, good or bad, success or failure. There's no middle ground. Example: I didn't get the promotion, so I'm a complete loser. Overgeneralization. One negative event becomes a never-ending pattern. Example: I spilled coffee on myself this morning. I'm so clumsy. I always mess things up. Mental filter. You focus on the negative and ignore the positive. Example: I got a B on my essay, but the professor praised my creativity. Oh well, a B is basically a failure. Discounting the positive. You dismiss your accomplishments and focus on your shortcomings. Example: I gave a great presentation, but I stumbled over one word. I'm such an idiot. Jumping to conclusions. You assume the worst without any evidence. Example: my friend didn't text me back. She must be mad at me. Mind reading. You believe you know what others are thinking, usually negatively. Example: everyone at the party is judging me. They think I'm boring. Fortune telling. you predict the future, usually negatively. Example, I'm going to bomb this job interview. I'm not even going to bother preparing. Magnification, catastrophizing, and minimization. You blow negative events out of proportion and downplay positive ones. Example, I made a small mistake at work. I'm going to get fired. My boss will never forgive me. Emotional reasoning. You believe that your feelings reflect reality. Example, I feel anxious, so this situation must be dangerous. Should statements. You impose rigid rules on yourself and others, leading to guilt and frustration. Example, I should be able to handle this on my own. I shouldn't need help. Labeling and mislabeling. You reduce yourself or others to a single negative label. Example, I'm such a loser. I'll never amount to anything. Personalization. You take responsibility for events that are outside your control. Example, my team lost the game. It's all my fault. These cognitive distortions are like party crashes, wreaking havoc on your mental well-being. But don't worry, you have the power to kick them out. The thought-busting toolkit. Here are some tools to help you challenge and reframe those negative thoughts. Identify the distortion. The first step is to recognize the cognitive distortion at play. Is it all-or-nothing thinking, overgeneralization? Once you know the culprit, you can start to dismantle it. Gather evidence. Challenge the negative thought by looking for evidence that contradicts it. Example, I always mess things up. Really? What about that time you aced that presentation or cooked that amazing dinner? Consider alternative explanations. There are usually multiple ways to interpret a situation. Example, my friend didn't text me back. She must be mad at me. Or maybe she's just busy, or her phone is dead. Reframe the thought. Turn the negative thought into a more balanced and realistic one. Example, I'm such a loser. Try, I'm human and I make mistakes, just like everyone else. But I'm also capable and resilient, and I can learn from my mistakes. Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with kindness and understanding, as you would a good friend. Example, I'm feeling overwhelmed right now. It's okay to take a break and come back to this later. The power of the pause. One of the most effective ways to break free from negative thinking is to simply pause. When a negative thought pops into your head, don't react immediately. Take a deep breath, observe the thought without judgment, and then choose how you want to respond. Think of it like this. You're driving down the road and a billboard flashes a negative message about yourself. You don't have to swerve off the road and crash into a ditch. You can keep your hands on the wheel, acknowledge the billboard, and keep driving towards your destination. The world needs your gifts. Remember, your thoughts are not facts. They're just thoughts, fleeting mental events that come and go. Don't let them control you. Challenge them, reframe them, and let them go. The world needs your unique gifts and talents. Don't let negative thinking hold you back. Embrace your inner superhero and start living the life you were meant to live. In the next lesson, we'll explore how to challenge the deeper beliefs that underlie your negative thoughts. We'll learn how to identify your core values, set meaningful goals, and create a life that aligns with your authentic self. Remember, confidence is a journey, not a destination. So let's keep moving forward, one thought at a time. Lesson 6, the blueprint of your soul. deconstructing and reconstructing core beliefs. The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing, Socrates. The OG of philosophy was onto something. We all walk around with these deeply ingrained beliefs about ourselves and the world, like a mental blueprint we inherited from our parents, our culture, and our own experiences. But here's the thing. These blueprints aren't always accurate. Sometimes they're more like a faulty wiring diagram leading to short circuits and power outages in our lives. The belief-behavior connection. Think of your core beliefs as the foundation of a skyscraper. If the foundation is weak, the whole building is unstable. The same goes for your life. If your core beliefs are negative and self-limiting, they'll undermine your confidence and hold you back from achieving your goals. Let's look at an example. Jasmine, a bright and talented woman, struggles with a deep-seated belief that she's not worthy of love and respect. This belief stems from a childhood filled with criticism and neglect. As a result, she finds herself in unhealthy relationships, constantly seeking validation from others and settling for less than she deserves. It's like she's trying to build a skyscraper on a swamp. No matter how hard she tries, it's just not going to stand. The power of belief. Now let's talk about the power of belief. The placebo effect is a prime example. People who believe they're receiving a powerful medication, even if it's just a sugar pill, often experience real improvements in their symptoms. That's because our beliefs can have a profound impact on our physiology and our behavior. Think of it like this. You're told you're going to give a speech in front of a large audience. If you believe you're a terrible public speaker, you'll likely experience anxiety, sweaty palms, and a racing heart. But if you believe you're capable and well-prepared, you'll likely feel more calm and confident. The situation is the same, but your belief about it changes everything. The self-fulfilling prophecy. Negative core beliefs can create self-fulfilling prophecies. If you believe you're not good enough, you'll act in ways that confirm that belief. You'll avoid challenges, downplay your accomplishments, and seek validation from others. It's like you're writing your own script for failure. But here's the good news. You can rewrite that script. By identifying and challenging your negative core beliefs, you can create a new blueprint for your life, one that's based on self-acceptance, self-compassion, and self-confidence. The excavation of beliefs. Identifying your negative core beliefs takes some digging. It's like excavating an ancient city. You have to brush away layers of dirt and debris to uncover the hidden treasures beneath. Here are some tools to help you with the excavation. Examine your thoughts and feelings. Pay attention to your automatic negative thoughts and the emotions they trigger. What underlying beliefs are driving those thoughts and feelings? Explore your past. Reflect on your childhood experiences, family dynamics, and cultural influences. How have these shaped your beliefs about yourself and the world? Seek feedback. Ask trusted friends and family members for their observations about your strengths and weaknesses. Sometimes others can see things about us that we can't see ourselves. Consult a therapist. A therapist can help you identify and challenge your negative core beliefs in a safe and supportive environment. They can also provide tools and techniques for reframing those beliefs and creating a more positive and empowering mindset. The Reconstruction Project. Once you've identified your negative core beliefs, it's time for the Reconstruction Project. This is where you start to dismantle the old faulty blueprint and build a new one that supports your confidence and well-being. Here are some strategies to help you with the reconstruction. Challenge the evidence. Look for evidence that contradicts your negative core beliefs. Example, I'm not good enough. What about all the times you've succeeded, helped others, or made a positive impact? Reframe the belief. Turn the negative belief into a more balanced and realistic one. Example, I'm unlovable. Try, I'm worthy of love and respect, just like everyone else. Affirm your strengths. Focus on your positive qualities and accomplishments. Remind yourself of all the things you're good at and all the things you've achieved. Set realistic goals. Set goals that are challenging but achievable. This will help you build confidence and create a sense of momentum. Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with kindness and understanding. Forgive yourself for your mistakes and celebrate your successes. The world is your canvas. Remember, you're not stuck with the blueprint you inherited. You have the power to create a new one, one that reflects your true potential and empowers you to live a life of confidence and joy. So grab your tools, roll up your sleeves and start building. The world is your canvas. In the next lesson, we'll explore how to step outside your comfort zone and embrace new challenges. We'll learn how to face your fears, overcome procrastination, and take bold action towards your goals. Remember, confidence is a journey, not a destination. So let's keep moving forward, one brick at a time. Lesson 7. The courage to leap. Facing your fears and embracing the unknown. The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. Joseph Campbell. The legendary mythologist hit the nail on the head. We all have those dark, scary caves in our minds, the ones filled with our deepest fears and insecurities. We avoid them like the plague, building walls and barricades to keep them at bay. But here's the twist. Those caves aren't just prisons, they're also portals to growth and transformation. The fear-confidence connection. Think of fear as a guard dog, protecting you from perceived danger. It's a useful instinct, keeping you from doing stupid things like jumping off cliffs or petting rabid squirrels. But sometimes, that guard dog gets a little overzealous, barking at shadows and keeping you trapped in a cage of your own making. The fear of the unknown. One of the most common fears is the fear of the unknown. It's that feeling of dread and uncertainty that creeps in when you're about to step outside your comfort zone. It's the voice in your head that says, "What if I fail? What if I embarrass myself? What if I'm not good enough?" Think of it like this. You're standing at the edge of a dark forest. You can see the path ahead, but you can't see what lies beyond. Your imagination runs wild, conjuring up images of monsters and booby traps. It's natural to feel scared, but it's also natural to feel curious. What if instead of monsters, you find hidden waterfalls, enchanted meadows, and a treasure chest filled with gold? The fear of failure. Another common fear is the fear of failure. It's the belief that if you don't succeed, you're a failure. It's the pressure to be perfect, to never make a mistake. It's the voice in your head that says, "If I don't get this right, I'm worthless." Think of it like this. You're learning to ride a bike. You're going to fall. It's inevitable. But every time you fall, you learn something. You learn how to balance, how to steer, how to brake. Eventually, you'll be cruising down the street, wind in your hair, feeling like a champion. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of the process. The fear of rejection. And then there's the fear of rejection, the fear of being judged, criticized, or excluded. It's the voice in your head that says, they won't like me, they'll think I'm weird, they'll laugh at me. Think of it like this. You're at a party, and you see a group of people you'd like to talk to. You hesitate, worried they won't accept you. But what if they do? What if you make new friends, have interesting conversations, and discover shared passions? You'll never know unless you try. The exposure elixir. The antidote to fear is exposure. It's about facing your fears in a safe and controlled way, gradually building up your tolerance and realizing that you're stronger than you think. Think of it like this. You're afraid of spiders. You start by looking at pictures of spiders, then watching videos of spiders, then observing spiders in a terrarium, then holding a spider in your hand. Each step is a little scary, but each step also builds your confidence and reduces your fear. The key to exposure is to start small. Don't try to conquer your biggest fear all at once. Break it down into manageable steps and celebrate each victory along the way. Think of it like this. You're climbing a mountain. You don't start at the summit, you start at the base. You take one step at a time, enjoying the scenery and the challenge. Eventually, you'll reach the top, feeling proud and exhilarated. The courage to leap. Facing your fears takes courage. It's not about being fearless, it's about being brave in the face of fear. It's about choosing to act, even when you're scared. Think of it like this. You're standing at the edge of a cliff about to bungee jump. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweating, and your mind is screaming, "Don't do it!" But you take a deep breath, remind yourself why you're doing this. Maybe you want to conquer your fear of heights or experience a rush of adrenaline, and you jump anyway. That's courage in action. The world needs your gifts. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all have fears, but the world needs your unique gifts and talents. Don't let fear hold you back. Embrace the unknown, face your fears, and step into your power. In the next lesson, we'll explore how to maintain your newfound confidence and continue growing and evolving. We'll learn how to celebrate your successes, learn from your setbacks, and create a life that's filled with meaning and purpose. Remember, confidence is a journey, not a destination. So let's keep exploring, one adventure at a time. Lesson 8. The hero's journey continues, maintaining confidence and embracing growth. The journey is the reward. Steve Jobs. The tech titan knew a thing or two about journeys. Building self-confidence isn't a one-and-done deal. It's an ongoing adventure, full of twists, turns, and unexpected detours. You'll have moments of triumph, where you feel like you can conquer the world, and moments of doubt, where you question everything you've accomplished. But that's okay. It's all part of the process. The confidence roller coaster. Think of your confidence journey as a roller coaster. There will be exhilarating highs, where you're soaring above the clouds, and there will be stomach-churning lows, where you feel like you're about to crash and burn. But here's the secret. The lows are just as important as the highs. They teach you resilience, humility, and the importance of getting back up and trying again. The growth mindset. Remember Carol Dweck's growth mindset? It's the belief that you can learn and improve through effort and dedication. It's the opposite of a fixed mindset, which sees your abilities as set in stone. A growth mindset is essential for maintaining confidence because it allows you to see setbacks as opportunities for growth, not as evidence of your inadequacy. Think of it like this. You're learning to play the guitar. You're not going to sound like Jimi Hendrix overnight. You'll hit sour notes, fumble chords, and maybe even break a string or two. But with practice, you'll get better. You'll learn new songs, master complex techniques, and maybe even start writing your own music. The same goes for confidence. It's a skill that you can develop and refine over time. The power of self-reflection. Self-reflection is a key ingredient in the confidence recipe. It's about taking time to pause, look inward, and assess your progress. It's about asking yourself questions like, what am I proud of accomplishing? What challenges did I overcome? What did I learn from my mistakes? How can I continue to grow and evolve? Think of it like this. You're on a road trip. You've been driving for hours, and you're starting to get tired. You pull over at a rest stop, stretch your legs, grab a snack, and check your map. You assess how far you've come, how far you have to go, and whether you need to adjust your route. Self-reflection is like that rest stop. It allows you to recharge, reassess, and make sure you're still on track. The celebration station. Celebrating your successes is another important part of maintaining confidence. It's not about being arrogant or boastful. It's about acknowledging your hard work and giving yourself credit for your accomplishments. Think of it like this. You've just finished a marathon. You're exhausted, but you're also elated. You cross the finish line and a volunteer hands you a medal. You wear it proudly, knowing you've earned it. Celebrating your successes is like that medal. It's a tangible reminder of your achievements and a source of motivation to keep going. The learning lab. Setbacks are inevitable. You'll make mistakes, face rejection, and experience disappointment. But don't let those setbacks derail you. See them as opportunities for learning and growth. Think of it like this. You're a scientist conducting an experiment. You have a hypothesis, you gather data, and you analyze the results. Sometimes the results confirm your hypothesis, other times they don't. But either way, you learn something. You refine your hypothesis, adjust your methods, and try again. Setbacks are like those experiments. They provide valuable data that can help you improve and move forward. The support squad. You don't have to do this alone. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, encourage you, and challenge you to be your best. Think of it like this. You're a basketball player on a team. You have teammates who pass you the ball, set screens for you, and cheer you on from the sidelines. They celebrate your successes and pick you up when you fall. Your support squad is like that team. They're there to help you win the game of life. The lifelong quest. Building self-confidence is a lifelong quest. It's not about reaching a certain level and then coasting. It's about constantly pushing your boundaries, embracing new challenges, and evolving into the best version of yourself. Think of it like this. You're an explorer venturing into uncharted territory. You have a map, but it's incomplete. There are blank spaces, hidden trails, and unexpected obstacles. But that's what makes the journey exciting. You're constantly discovering new things about yourself and the world around you. The world needs your gifts. Remember, you're not just doing this for yourself. The world needs your unique gifts and talents. Don't let fear or self-doubt hold you back. Embrace the journey, celebrate your successes, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. The best is yet to come. Congratulations on completing this episode. You've taken a brave and important step towards building self-confidence and living a more fulfilling life. Remember, confidence is a muscle that needs to be exercised regularly. So keep practicing the techniques you've learned, set new goals, embrace new challenges, and never stop growing. The world is waiting for you to shine.